Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joe Area. Frolic on Inner Side Live from the Long Island NBC DF5 YYYU Studio.
YYYU.
Now, what does that stand for?
I don't know.
I don't know. I know what it stands for. It's from us here. Inner Sight to you there. That's why there's so many you, why. Right?
Oh, yeah, come on. Come on in, Grady. Yeah, we're gonna celebrate the emancipation. Emancipation? What emancipation? The emancipation of that we got rid of the Kakaraka virus. The Kakaraka virus? Yeah, I heard about that, Fred. Well, I wasn't going to come over because I'm feeling pretty tired. But never mind that. Sit down, have a glass of Ripple. Because we're going down to the Senior Citizen Center down here, and we're going to celebrate that we got rid of the Cracker Hacker virus. And I got Ripple, and look here, I got some chopped liver. Chopped liver?
Chopped liver.
What's that? That's Jewish soul food. Jewish soul food. Yeah, I got some collard greens, I got some wine, I got some... potato salad. I got all kinds of food, and we're gonna bring it down there, and have a party. Yeah, Fred. Well, I hope nobody down there is sick with that Cracker Hacker. Ain't nobody down there got no Cracker Hacker. Well, how do you know that? 'Cause they too dumb to get sick. Well, you know what happened to Wardell Jackson, don't you? Yeah, I heard about that. Old Wardell quit drinking, went down to the bar and said, I got to have one farewell. Yeah, down at the bar there, one farewell drink he wanted. And Joe, the bartender, wouldn't give it to him. So he snuck behind the bar and he took one farewell drink, and he keeled right over and died. Oh, no, Wardell Jackson. Did you go to the funeral, Grady? I don't like funerals, Fred. They give me the heebie-jeebies. Yeah. Well, come on, let's go down to the party. Oh, yeah, look here. All these people here, up in here, having a good time. What? What did you say? What are you talking about? What do you say, Grady? I don't know. I don't speak Russian. Russian? It's not Russian. That's Spanish. Here, have a glass of Ripple. Yeah, well, I don't know, Fred. I think I'm going to go home and lie down. You know, the other day I got tested for the Cracker Hacker, and it was Hacker Cracker Whacker, and I got all whacked up, and the test said that I had it, but I don't believe I got it. Wait a minute. You mean the test came back and said you had the virus, but you don't believe you got it? No, I don't believe it because I heard about these tests. Yeah, how they don't tell you the truth. Uh-oh, there's another one. What'd you say? What's he talking about? There's people up in here. What's going on? I think they drank all our Ripple. That's why they're talking like that. Yeah, Fred. Well, I didn't want to tell you, but I better get out of here because I got the Kaka-Haka-Raka. Kaka-Haka-Raka, what's that? That's the new one. That they did. It didn't come out yet. But I saw it advertised on television where they said the Kaka-Raka-Haka is coming.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Kaka-Raka-Haka-Habaka. Yeah, that's it.
Boom, boom.
Yeah, so you never know. We got the philosopher coming up.
Yeah,
and
we'll tell you what it
he's
is.
Going to tell you about the. You hear that thing on the news?
Wow.
I mean, I heard something on the news that I couldn't believe. You know.
What?
They said that the couple of these vaccine companies have applied for permits.
Oh my.
In the country. To make the vaccine. Now aren't you supposed to get a permit before you make it?
That's what
they already made
say.
It. What kind of a thing is that?
That's backwards. That's,
well, I tell you now.
Excuse me, but
some,
backwards.
Some professional people are saying that in 6 months, people who took this stuff could be deathly sick. How about
we'll
that one?
Out.
Yeah, I hope they're wrong.
I hope they're wrong.
Well, anyway, it's crazy, man. Take this stuff. What's wrong with you? Anyway, we got the philosopher. Give me some philosopher music.
Oh, okay. Hang on. Let me get
one, two, three, four.
Wait
four,
a second.
Two,
are you marching?
Two, three, four.
All right, here he comes. He's supposed to be. I hit it. Oh, there it is.
Inner sight promise.
Yeah.
Disabled friendly philosopher. Hey, did you hear the latest news?
What?
Yeah. They said the jobs didn't come back the way they should have. Yeah. Oh, did you hear about that? Well, I could have told you that. I mean, a lot of people lost their jobs, and those jobs are not coming back. You know why?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you why. Because the people where they got fired and lost the job, can't pay the rent. How are you going to have a job if you can't pay the rent? And now a judge said that all those that are down on their rent, back in their rent, can be thrown out in the street. Boy, are we going to have a homeless population. I tell you, the whole world is going nuts. Well, they better get us another stimulus. Did you hear about that lady out west who put up a petition, another stimulus petition? Two million names she's got.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, Dan. It's growing there. Yeah, you know,
yeah,
we're gonna hit them up.
Thanks.
She wants $2,000 a month for stimulus.
There you go.
I agree with her. Well, no, it should be more than that. $5,000 a month.
There you go.
So people are beginning to wonder, you know, what are we going to do? Give me some more music in the background. Let me hear that music. What are we going to do to go back to the office and all that? You see, people are afraid to go back to the office. Because you go in the office, then you go downstairs to the restaurant, and you don't know if that food that they're going to give you is 6 months old, and they kept it in there, didn't pay the rent. Gee, I tell you, boy, the whole world is turning upside down.
Hell
yeah.
Yeah,
now you're going to eat old food, and the other virus is going to come back. Ah, what a mess. What a mess they made. Blame the World Health Organization. It's all their fault. A bunch of solicited, educated morons. That's all they are. With degrees.
With degrees.
You know what they can do with that degree? I'll tell you what those degrees are good for. Well, I would tell you, but there's children listening to this show.
They would wipe their butt with it. There you go.
All right. Your disabled-friendly philosopher. Yeah.
Well, they say...
What a
mess. That a bachelor's of science is BS. Okay? Bullshit. Okay? Then they say a master's of science is more shit. And then they say the PhD is piled deep and high.
Yeah.
Those are the acronyms for them. Yeah.
Yeah, all these people that were supposed to keep the virus out of here. They
How
didn't do
that
one? Job. They should pay the rent of all these businesses. All these doctors should give up the money.
Yeah.
And give it to the people who need to open their business. They should make them pay. For misguidance and degradation. Degradation? What does that mean? I don't know.
Yeah, right.
Degradation is the opposite of education. Oh. Yeah. You know. When I was a kid, I wanted to write my own dictionary. Yeah, I had this whole thing, you know, in my head, and I liked playing around with words, and I was going to write a dictionary, you know, and I would say these words, and people wouldn't know what I meant.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
I'd say them in school sometimes. Oh, we got Jimmy Dinigan coming up.
As long as you don't say it during Scrabble. Because they'd look them up and say, those aren't words.
Yeah.
That's
corny.
Ever play
Why not? Create words. But Jimmy's coming up with we got the episode where Jimmy gets locked in the closet in the classroom. You know, every class has a clown, a class clown. Right? Dinigan was officially quiet. Dinigan was officially
Capital A,
declared the class clown in PS 157 on Kent Avenue in Brooklyn, you know, and I believe that the Daily News may have taken his picture. I don't know if they printed the story, but they took Dinigan's picture, and the headline was going to be Meet the Class Clown.
No.
I don't know if that ever got published, but it'd be worth looking up someday. All right, Inner Sight Frolics, brought to you by the Big East, the Keto Rescue. A little bear, all right. And Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. So adopt an Akita. Dial them up, 609-388-7004. Big East, Akita Rescue. Greatest dog on the planet, Akita. All right. Hey, you need information on real estate? Call Mr. Kennedy. Buy a house, sell a house, get a house. Don't rob a house. Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. Islip, New York. That's where the office is. All right, let's see. What else we got? Around the World, the Beccaros, Good Mojo at the printer. And what else? Oh, we got all kinds of... Some of our old friends. Turo Law Center. Sutton Insurance. My buddy Danny at the Islip Cleaners right here in Islip, New York. All the people that chip in and help us. Sunset Restaurant. Yeah. Who is going to donate the food again for our benefit.
Nice.
Working on that. All right.
It was very good.
All right, let's see.
Inner
Sight means freedom. Means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. Around the World, 631-224-3090. That's the Inner Sight phone number. We got the Frolics on here. We got Jimmy Dinigan coming up. Oh, we got the library episode coming up. Now, you won't hear this stuff on any other show, you know. This is exclusive.
Yeah.
It's an exclusive creation.
Yeah, I would say.
Yeah, now, what I want to know is how come everybody who, a lot of people who wore the mask died?
I don't know. I don't.
What's that all about? I think
who
they
said,
died.
Who said that?
They died
who
from a
that?
Breathing complex.
I don't know.
That's what I think. Oh, and they also said on the news that only 43% of the people believe that the vaccine is safe.
Yeah.
And I'll bet you anything that number's going to go down, not up.
It is. Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, don't take it, waste it. Yeah. Oh, did you hear about this company who now wants to make a business? They want to buy up all. They want to buy up all the vaccine that isn't used.
And to do what with it?
What are they going to do with it? I don't know.
I don't know.
I think they're going to turn it into some kind of plastic toilet seats or something. So now you got to sit on this damn thing and hope you don't get infected. Isn't that crazy? Plastic
that
toilet seats. Made out of vaccine that nobody wants to take?
I think it's made out of the glass, whatever, bottles or something. I don't know. Plastic.
I wouldn't trust that stuff.
No.
Hey, you need a civil rights lawyer, James Bahamonde. 516-783-9662. Go ahead, Jim. Now, wait a minute. I want you to do your own commercial. I'm tired of doing your commercials. You don't pay for it. You're a nice guy. I feel bad for you because you got a broken wheelchair, you know. But I can't keep doing this.
He's got a broken wheelchair.
I mean, now come on. Let me help you. You're gonna do your own commercial. I can't do it. Now you're gonna learn to do. Repeat after me. All right. James Bahamonde. No. Say James. No. James. Giraffe. No, not giraffe. James. Giraffe.
He's not
now,
that
all
bad.
Right. All right. Let's take the last name. And forget about the first name. Bahamonde. Bahamonde. No.
He doesn't sound that bad.
Quiet.
Making the poor guy sound bad. Hey.
What are you interfering with my show for? Be quiet. Baha. Now, I want you to go Baha. Ba. Not Ba. 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 Ha. Not hey. What do you got? Laryngitis? Never mind, Jim. You're useless. You just can't do it. I mean, I understand. You can't help it. It's part of your disability. But let me ask you a question. When you go in the courtroom, and you start talking, and the judge, you know, wants to hear your side of the case. What does he say to you? Tell me, shut up and go home. That's what I thought. I win the case either way. Get rid of me. Woo! All right. Bottom of the...
You know, me complaining about him, that's part of the show.
Anyway.
I'm adding to your show.
Let's see. What else we got? All the beautiful children of the world. Watch out for them. Take care of them. Go an extra mile. Go an extra mile for a child that's, you know, little Tommy, Avante, Corey, and all the others, and Ollie Campbell. So we honor all the children. Inner Sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. All right, you want to talk, do the Able News.
That's what he's giving me now. Okay. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you.
Hey, don't forget to sign our petitions. Change.org, the service dog one in the nursing home. Now, I want you to, can you quietly look up something without mumbling?
Yeah.
I want you to look up in the Able News stuff that they buy and sell.
Okay.
I want to know what items they got in there.
All right.
And when you get that, let me know. All right, in a sight. Around the world, and, yeah, you know, if you want to call in, you know, just act stupid. I mean, if you don't know any jokes, act stupid, you know. Make believe you're a moron.
That's what I was doing.
Some people will call up, don't have to make believe. Woo! All right.
Okay.
So let's see. The number 213-816-1650. The number there. Or if you want me to do it, I can do it in a provocative tone too.
Oh, that'd be nice.
You know, 6. 1650.
Oh, jeez.
Woo! All right, Inner Sight, we got Dinigan coming up, locked in the closet. I'll never forget that. It was, shut up, Jimmy, we're not ready for you. All right, Miss Ma, I thought Miss Ma was going to faint when she...
Oh, she must have felt like she was going to
couldn't open
faint.
The closet. Somebody's yelling, call the fire department.
I could hear her almost, you know, so you got to get somebody to get him out.
All right. Did you find that in the Able News?
I'm still logging in. They're logging in. It's taking a little bit.
Well, you're talking a lot, but you didn't find it.
No.
All right, Inner Sight.
It's not me. It's the website. I'm waiting. And I'm still here waiting. It's taking its sweet time.
All right. In the meantime, we go back in time to PS-157.
There you go.
And the dark, dark day. It was storming that day, too. I don't forget. Dark, dark day when Dinigan went into the closet to find something. Now, I don't know what he was looking for in there, but he went in there And, of course, you know, he didn't want anybody to know he was in there, and especially the teacher. So he closed the door. And then the door must have locked from the inside, you know. It was one of those, in those days they had those locks. And also, the inside, for some reason, I don't know why, had a padlock.
Oh, why?
You know. And he, you know, Jimmy was always fooling around with something, you know. I mean, he had to investigate this lock, see. So all you heard was click, and he must have pushed the lock closed, and that was it. And then he realized he couldn't get out, you know. And it was dark in there.
Yeah.
I don't think we had any lights in the closet. It was dark in there. And he was yelling, but it took a while for people to hear him because, you know, he's in the closet, in the back of the classroom.
Yeah.
You know, we used to hang up our coats in there and all that.
Yeah.
Put your lunchbox in there if you want, whatever.
Yeah. You miss my... I'm in the closet. Make my help me. I'm in the closet.
I'm scared.
It's dark in here. I'm scared.
And Janie happened to notice that, you know, Jimmy was missing because, you know, everything was with her. She had a hear. She could hear. She had good ears. So she said to Miss Marsh, she said, "Where's Jimmy? Is Jimmy asleep?" And then all of a sudden, Miss Moss says, "Jimmy, I want you to do the first example." And she didn't realize that he wasn't sitting there.
Oh, no.
I guess she wasn't looking. You know, she assumed that the kid is there. I mean, where else would he be? You know? So she goes, Jimmy,
don't wake up.
And then Janie said, "Miss Ma,
I think Jimmy's in the closet." "What? What are you talking about, Janie? Keep still. But never. What are you, a motorboat? Keep still."
Jim motorboat. She called her a motorboat.
So then she goes back to check the closet, and she's jiggling the knob and banging on the door. And,
"Jimmy, are you in there?" "I am in there, Miss Ma. I feel good. You can get me out of here. I got breathe-itis." "What?"
"What is
breathe-itis?"
"Breathe-itis."
Oh, my God. Jimmy has breathe-itis in the closet. What are we going to do?
Know what it is.
No, never mind. Jenny, be quiet.
all the blind kids started gravitating to the back of the class.
It's a try again, man.
Joe McElroy, you know, the drummer.
I started beating
him. He comes back and he starts...
Oh, my God.
The closet. And Miss Martha...
"Oh, Joe, stop that."
He had a beat.
Anyway, so Jimmy's in the closet. He's trapped in there. He's locked in there. And Miss Martha... is trying to figure out what's going on. And finally she realizes that he must have clicked the padlock.
Oh, you know? Without
so
realizing.
She gets the key.
Oh, she has it. Though.
And
okay.
And she's trying to stick the key under the door, see?
Oh, for him to open it.
And she tells Jimmy,
find the key on the floor and put it under the door. Get the key. Put it in the lock and turn left.
So Jimmy, looking for this key, is on the floor now.
I don't feel good. I'm gonna throw up. No, you're not.
Oh.
Don't throw up. Just get that key.
Did he finally get the key? Yeah.
He gets the key from the floor, and he finally gets it in the lock, and she says, "Turn it to the left." And Jimmy says, Jimmy says, Miss Ma, which way is left? Oh, no. I only know right. I don't know which way left is. If you know right, left is the opposite way. Now turn
there
it.
There you go.
Should I turn it both ways? No, not both ways. Just one way to the left.
Oh,
so he turns
God.
The key and the lock pops up, and but the door is still locked.
Because
the knob had a lock, you know. So he's banging on the door now. He's getting all panicky. You know, let me on. I think there's a rat in here. There's no rat in there. He wants to eat my lunch.
So then the principal comes in, Kramer. Oh, you had to see this guy. He was a little guy, about 4'3".
Oh, he was small. I didn't know that.
And he wore these big shoes, see?
Oh.
He says, my feet are killing me.
Oh, my.
He says, my feet, Miss Ma, my feet are killing me. And one of the kids says, so why don't you die?
One of the kids.
And he says, who said that? Who said that to the principal? Nobody said. He didn't know who said it.
Yeah, that's what happened with my mom's class.
And he kept saying, my feet are killing me. You know? So he said, Mr. Ma, what are you doing in the back of the classroom? And she goes, oh, Jimmy locked himself in the closet. Oh, my God, call the fire department.
Fire department? Did the fire department
no, Mr. Kramer, I'll take care of it.
Oh, my feet are killing me. And he goes running out of the class. He wore a tie
That's
that was
funny.
Down to his ding-a-ling.
Uh-oh.
Woo!
That's too
anyway,
funny.
So Miss
so
Ma...
He called the fire department, and she
somebody
probably...
called because they came.
Oh, wow.
They actually came, and they came in the room with a big hatchet. And Miss Ma said, what are you going to do with that? Are you crazy? Get out of here. She threw him out.
That was good. What are you
going
to do with that?
She got Jimmy to feel the knob, and she said,
yeah.
Jimmy, in the middle of the knob, there's a little button. Push the button. Oh, push the button. All right, Miss Ma. Push the button.
Oh. He was actually dancing, I think.
To the right. Oh, the right. I know the right. I didn't know the left. I know the right.
He turns it to the right, and he's leaning on the door, and boom, out comes Jimmy flying on us.
Oh, my God.
And McElroy says, you
head.
Messed up my drum pad. I tell
That's
you, we, and the whole
about.
Class was laughing like anything, man. We never laughed so much.
Yeah, I can see.
And then they had to send Jimmy to the nurse because he was all twisted around, you know.
Why was he so bad that way? He was all like,
oh
upset,
man, it must have been the whole thing must have been an hour getting him
an
out
hour?
And everything.
Oh,
and,
yeah, I got
what
stuck
a
in
mess.
An elevator once. That was
in a sight. Frolics. Let's see. We got anybody on the line? Who's on the line?
We do. Most likely now. We have Maureen and we have, let's see who else is on the line.
Did you ever find that thing in the Able News? You didn't say nothing.
Yeah,
about it.
I do have the Able News open. So I was waiting. I was going towards that section while you were talking. So
you didn't find
Maureen,
it yet.
No, I was looking carefully because there was a lot in the Able News this time. I have more.
No, I want the one section
to
buy and sell.
Danny doesn't want to talk yet. What?
I want the buy and sell.
Yeah, I know.
That's the only section I want.
Okay. Well, I have to still look through the other
sections. See what they got.
You know my eyes. Give me a second.
All right. In a sight. And we can take a phone call. 213-816-1650 if you want to call in.
And,
you know, and,
Maureen would
if you
like
know any good jokes. That
yeah, Maureen
good,
might
yeah.
have some. All right, here she comes.
All right, in a sight.
Hi, guys. Hello.
Around the world.
Hey, how you doing?
Yo.
Hanging in.
Yeah, I know. She's
almost
knocked a few people on the head today.
What happened? What
happened? She almost wanted to knock a few people on the head today.
Oh, yes. Yes, definitely. Yo, definitely. So, yes. But I couldn't get the button pushed. I kept hitting one and one and one, and nothing happened. Finally, I hung up and called back, and finally I was able to hit the one.
Yeah, that happened to me, too, a little.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was stuck.
I missed a little bit of the show, too. What were you talking about at the beginning, the vaccine again?
The computers are all but stopped.
Yeah.
In the beginning, we were talking about had the philosopher on and
no, before
oh, I had
that.
The red fox with the the hacker racker.
Yeah,
virus.
Well, was it something about the vaccine? Well, I was on with my mom, so was that real anything
about
the vaccine?
Oh yeah, there was an item on the news that two companies, I'm not going to mention their names, two companies have filed with the U.S. government, this is the entire country, to become a legal vendor, you know, producer of the vaccine. Now, aren't you supposed to get that permit first? They already put the stuff out there.
Yeah, I don't know. The whole thing
okay.
is...
Okay, when you're done,
backwards.
I have what you need.
I think the weirdest thing was now they're starting to give, you know, so that people will get the vaccine, like Governor Murphy in New Jersey. If you get the vaccine, you get a free beer. Is that crazy or what?
Yeah, I heard that. Very crazy.
Now I have drunks all over.
A beer, yes, a beer. You're right. You heard
and
that.
You mean alcoholic beer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, beer.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
They're trying to make drunks out of people now.
That's what I said. Now we'll have drunks. Over here in New York, we have. Well, what if you're not a beer drinker either? What if you wanted to, but you're not a beer drinker?
Where'd you hear about the beer?
Oh, it's been on the news. It's been on the news the past few days.
So what do? You go to the bar, and you.
Oh,
take
I don't know.
The vaccine
they didn't explain. He just said as an incentive for getting the vaccine, you get a free beer.
What a racket. Well, where do you... So that means you got to go to a place where they're serving beer.
I don't know. Did you get the details on that, Suzanne? Or? Suzanne?
I don't know. I didn't get anything.
Oh, you didn't... You heard it, though, but you didn't get the details?
No, I'm not talking about it.
What happened?
All right.
I'm not talking about it.
You have to go to a place. What do they give you, a can of beer?
I don't know.
I wasn't told what they exactly do. My husband actually told me that they're giving out beer with the vaccination when you get the vaccination. That's all I know.
Probably a can
that's
of beer.
That's New Jersey.
Yeah.
That would make more sense.
Then we have the guy here. Is
somebody's
his name Mark
that.
Levine? Is
he the,
is it Mark Levine, a politician here in New York? He wants to give a what kind of a card is it? A prepaid card if you get the vaccine.
What the hell is that?
It's a,
I don't know. Is it
it's
for,
like a credit card.
And how
Maureen,
much was it
wait, I'm talking to Maureen. What is that card?
She said she didn't know.
Suzanne, how much is it for? Did you hear?
I don't know. I didn't hear that.
Oh. I don't know.
Right.
I have to see how much
what a prepaid card was, because he asked what that was, and you said you didn't know.
Oh, a prepaid card.
Yes, and I just defined what a prepaid card was. And
how,
you
how much,
at me
for
like
how
you
much money?
Do. I don't know.
That's what I'm not sure. Was it 100? I'm not sure. I have to get the details on that one. But they're giving all kinds of goodies.
You know what it is? I'm
going to
tell you what it is. See, these people are getting desperate.
Right.
You see? You know why? You know why they're getting desperate? Because what are they going to do if they're stuck with all this vaccine, all this poison? Where are they going to put it?
Right, because a lot of people now
aren't
taking it. A lot of people aren't taking it, and a lot of people aren't even taking the second dose after the first one.
I don't
people
blame
are wisening
them.
Up.
Who
the hell
would want to take that stuff? People have died from it. And now,
well, the
and
guy
now
Mark
these two... Good.
Well, the guy Mark Levine, remember last year when everybody was dying, all the people were dying, like 700 and something every day here in New York? He wanted them to be buried in the parks, remember?
No,
he was the same guy.
He wanted them to be in Potter's Field, all of them.
No, he wanted them to be buried in regular parks at first.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's even stupider.
Well, maybe they like the boys. You know, I want to go with the boys.
I know. You
that's
go out
stupid.
For a nice day in the park on a Sunday
that's
or something.
It.
You sit in the park and you have somebody buried under you.
I would
go out.
That.
I got a better one. You go out into the park with your little child, and the kid turns around and says, "Mommy, there's a finger sticking up from the ground."
Oh, God, that's the old one.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Woo!
Now, these are the people that are
that one?
Running.
Oh,
these
scary.
Are the people that are running the streets and the states.
Mommy, why is that finger sticking up from the ground? I don't know. Let's get out of here. Come on.
Like a science
you
like
better
a horror
call
movie.
The policeman, Mommy.
Oh, God. Well, that was his suggestion last year.
Yeah,
to have them buried
moron.
In the park.
They're crazy.
Did he take the vaccine, this guy?
Who, the guy Mark Levine?
Yeah.
I don't
probably.
Know. He's... I forget what he is in politics. I have to get
went
his exact
his
title. But.
Actually, people were thinking of that coronavirus does have an element that it does go to your brain. It was altering people's,
course
you know,
does.
Just
the
coronavirus. The
vaccine
itself.
Makes it worse.
Yeah, it does.
All right,
I won't doubt it. It imitates what, you know,
we gotta,
the code
we gotta go
genetic
to the...
code for it.
To the library for this next skit. So, anything else, Maureen?
No, not tonight. Nothing else.
Well,
I'm gonna rest the rest of the night.
Yeah. Well, world. Now, if you're in New York and you go to a park and you see something weird sticking up, just run.
Well, luckily they didn't go along with his idea, his brilliant idea.
Well, you never know. They may
have,
wait a minute. They may have this guy may have gotten some boys together and said, "Now listen, I got a couple of bodies. I don't know what to do with them in my constituency, and there's a couple of $100 in it for you. I want you to put them in the park." are you sure, Doc, that this is all right? I mean, we don't want to get in trouble.
Oh, God.
So who knows? He may have done it anyway.
You never know. You never know.
Well, there's a good side to this, too, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, darling, how would you like to be buried in the park under a beautiful tree? Where the birds would sing every day. And the dogs would come along and poop, poop all over you.
God.
All right.
Okay.
Let's
take care,
to the
guys. Have a nice weekend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now we
take care. Have a nice weekend.
You too. Have a nice weekend.
Okay.
And now,
okay,
ladies and gentlemen, we take you to the local library where a conversation is in progress between two librarians.
Oh, I love your hair, Beatrice. It's very beautiful.
Thank you, Diane. I spent $100. Wow.
Oh, by the way, did you see that one come in with that, obviously, that fake wig that it had on? Well, was that a boy or a girl? Your guess is as good as mine. I don't know what it is. And it's sitting over there at the computer, and I don't know. Oh, my God. Look, Diane. The wig fell off. It's on the floor. Don't touch it. Don't anybody touch that wig.
I have an idea.
Who are you?
Oh, they call me Robsy.
Robsy?
Yes, I have a very good glue here, and if I could just talk to this gentleman, lady, sir,
what do you want?
That's a very interesting voice you have. Well, yeah, what?
I'm hearing that. What voice is that?
Well, your voice seems to change with pitch and pace and all that, you know. By the way, if you will allow me to smear this glue on your head, it's very gentle, and just don't get it in your eyes, I mean. And I will place this wig back on your head, and you'll be amazed as to the stickiness of this glue. Oh, yeah, what
are you going to do with that? Why are that glue in it?
Boy, your voice really jumps around there. I mean, now, which is it, boy or girl?
What?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, go ahead, put it on my head. Go ahead, go.
There we are now. How does that feel?
Feels like my brain is tingling.
Tingling brain. Isn't that interesting? Well, maybe that's good for you. You know, it might tingle back to one voice. One voice.
Woo!
Guess who we
are. Yeah, that was our own, that was the library, our own buddy Gabriel, as you probably figured out.
Yeah.
Who sometimes can't decide what he is.
Yeah.
All right. Boy or girl,
yes,
all right. How much time we got left?
We've got 11
Where's
minutes,
Louie?
And we have Louie.
Where's Louie? Oh, goody, we got Louie, all right.
Yeah. All right, let
me get him. Laura Baron, in a sight.
Here he comes.
Coming right up.
Come here, Dad.
In a sight.
Coming.
With Louie.
Frank Carino and Suzanne Taurasi.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey, who was that, that speech you did about the story about a funny library?
Oh, you like that, huh?
Yeah,
one of my
original
skits.
That was funny.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're talking to Maureen. I heard through the line on the blower or through the phone.
That's it. Talking to Maureen, and we're glad to have
Maureen
you back.
And that other one.
Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah.
I'm very
Say
glad
it again.
To have you back. How you feeling?
Yeah, I'll be feeling well pretty soon.
Good, good.
Yeah.
Well, listen.
Frank Perino. My name is Gary Owens, and welcome to the Frolics on Friday night on Innerside. Your sweet Gary Owens. Talking to Gilda Rag, talking to Rosanna Dana about give the swab to Gary, to Pat Cooper, and I went to the wrong bathroom and tickle each other, and I had to go get Darren and Dick Martin to go after those ladies and give a swab and talk to Rosanna Dana.
The swab, huh? Well, listen, when you went in the wrong bathroom, what did they do? They throw you out?
No, they didn't throw me out. I offer them a swab.
No.
Oh.
But a cold.
No.
Yeah.
Swab in the wrong bathroom.
It's okay, Suzanne. I thought you'd tickle your fancy, too.
Yeah, you know what they did? You know what they did I got to tell you, speaking of bathrooms, you know what they did in the subway in New York?
What they do?
They closed all the bathrooms. What are you, crazy?
You mean close all the bathrooms all over the place around the Big Apple?
They closed all the bathrooms, and then people have to go. There's no place to go. A lot of them are going right in the subway. And cops refused to arrest them because the cops said, open the bathrooms.
Please. You have to go, find another bathroom. Go to McDonald's. There's a bathroom at McDonald's or order Burger King or go to Wendy's. There's a restroom
right
there.
Yeah, you can find it.
Yeah, but they go in the elevators, too, and it smells absolutely
nasty.
That's
it. It's called the elevator bathroom.
Yeah, it's disgusting. And
going
bring the swab. Bring the swab with you.
No, it's really
number
gross.
One going up and number two going down.
Oh, they do that. That's it. I'm not really, you know.
Arriba, abajo.
Yeah.
What's that mean?
Up and down.
Yeah.
Oh, up and down. Yeah,
going
up and down.
And down,
yeah. So, you take a couple of belts of sangria and you'll feel better, Lou.
Yeah, I'll take a couple of sips of sangria, yes, yes. Drink it, take a little sip and make your stomach tickle your fancy, make you feel better.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so Frank and Suzanne, you miss me?
Oh, yeah, very much.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't come to the phone. I had a surgery about four or five weeks ago at a hospital in Syosset. The right eye.
Oh, wow. What happened?
Surgery.
Wow.
Well, you couldn't see out of the right eye?
I could see for the right eye, Bob. I was going to be healing up in weeks to come, you know?
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, we're glad you're all right.
Yeah, that's what's most important. At least you could see well.
Hey, Louie, can you still sing? We had a lot of people say, we miss Louie singing. We love Louie singing.
Yeah.
I want you to
sing the way where the nights are gay, when the sun shines daily on the mountaintop. I took a trip on a sailing ship, and we should make a rick, a stop of time. Stop to say I'm on my way, I won't be back for many a day. I went down until my love drops turn around, and I finally the girl in love drops town.
My heart is down.
Yeah.
My love is turning around. I met a little girl in Kingston Town.
Yeah.
You know who that was, right, Lou?
Yeah, that's Harry Belafonte.
Yeah. Years ago, I never met Harry, but we helped him. He almost went blind, you know.
What happened with him?
Yeah. So yeah. My partner at the time got him hooked up with this eye doctor, and the guy saved his eyes.
Wow.
Long time ago. Mm. I think Harry's still alive.
Really?
Yep.
Wow, that's
all right,
good.
In a sight down Jamaica way.
Maybe we could get in touch with Belafonte.
Oh, gee, I wouldn't know where to find him.
You never know.
And he probably lives in Jamaica.
You think?
I wouldn't be surprised. That's where he's from. All right, in a sight, Louis Rivera, the great Louis Rivera is back with it. Hey, Lou, give us another song. You got any more songs? Give me one more.
What about, well, yeah, I'll try to think of another oldie, you know. Let me tell you about
oldie.
A place. Let me down someday in New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Never done nothing like twisting the night away. Twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great.
Where'd you get that song from?
Sam Cooke.
Oh. Boy, that's an oldie.
An oldie. An oldie
Cooke,
but goodie.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
All
right, Louis
Happy
Rivera.
Mother's Day weekend.
Yeah. I'll say Happy Mother's Day to family.
Okay. Hey, Suzanne
happy
and
Mother's
Frank.
Happy Mother's Day to all. Yeah, all right.
Glad to be returned, Frank, Suzanne.
Thanks, Lou.
Glad to be
Thank
returned.
You. Yeah, we'll wait for you. I'm glad you're okay. We will worry.
We'll catch
yet,
you next
actually.
Week.
Yeah, we'll
yeah.
see you next week.
Love ya.
Yeah. We love you too, Lou.
Okay, take care.
All right.
All right. In a sight on the Frolics. And, yeah, you know, we'll be back Monday night, Matter Glad, on Inner Sight. So hope you had a little fun. Now, don't forget to sign our petition. The one, and you want to do something for a disabled mom over the weekend that doesn't cost any money, sign the petition. You could sign both of them. You know, the service dog and the nursing home.
Yeah.
And are we up on the Facebook?
Yes.
All right, you can look for our post. How do they find the Inner Sight Facebook?
You go to Inner Sight. Let's see. Inner Sight Inc. So you got to go Facebook. Dot
yeah, well, that's
com
pretty obvious.
/, Inner Sight Inc. Okay.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
And then they can find the post.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So check it out, folks, and give us your support. Oh, did you?
Please.
Ever, I don't know how much time we got, but did you ever find that buy and sell stuff in the Able News?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. I almost forgot. I almost closed it out.
We don't have much time, but maybe we'll...
No, it'll be... Mostly they have wheelchairs, like, I was looking, like the stair climbers, you know, like for the wheelchair lifts, and then they have all different, like, stuff, like ads for getting... like all different services for your wheelchair, things like that.
Oh, people that fix the wheelchairs.
Well, that's what I saw mostly. But, you know, you could look, somebody had their a lawyer there, in there, like for a trust lawyer, you know, like if you need a trust lawyer.
Yeah, the thing is, can you trust them?
Well, yeah.
That's the thing. A lawyer.
Well,
you don't know.
You'd have to make sure. You don't know, but you'd have to make sure. They got a bunch of things in there.
All right. We'll have to pay more attention to that next week because we're.
Yeah, definitely.
We're almost out of time. Inner Sight Live. And let's see. Our Inner Sight phone number 631-224. 3090, and the person who called me earlier when I couldn't answer, I was on the air, so I'll check to see if you left me a message. Whoever you are, come out wherever you are. All right, we'll be with you Monday, mad or glad. And don't forget, well, I had a joke, but you would have to beep it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't know if it would be too appropriate for the age groups. But it's a good joke. It involves a mother. Woo! You cut that out. Don't you talk about my mother. I'm not talking about your mother. I'm talking about my mother. Well, Ollie, what do you call a fella who marries a mother and who gives her a child? What do you mean? You call him a daddy. No, you don't. You call him a mother. Beep, beep. Ah, would you stop that? Don't you know that that's illegal to put that on the air? Well, all I said was a mother. Beep, beep. I didn't say a mother. Beep, beep. I said a mother. Beep, beep. Well, they'll have to figure it out for themselves. Anyway, Inner Sight frolics, and we're proud to be part of the show. Stanley and I. Isn't that right, Stanley? Well, yeah, that's right, and we're gonna be with you next week. We have a very interesting proposition for you next week, and it's not beep, beep. Will you cut that? Stop with that beep, beep. You're making me very nervous. Well, what are you nervous for? I'm the one who's beeping, not you. It's as bad as the other thing you had months ago when you went poof. Oh, poof. Gee, that's still going on, you know. You better be careful. I wouldn't take that stuff. Couple of the companies now they got so bad they had to apply for a license. Did you hear about that one?
I
heard about it. Shouldn't they have gotten the license before they started giving out the stuff? Well, sure, but they don't care because, you see, the fellow who gives them the license, they bought him a yacht. Oh, will you stop that? So you know they're going to get the license or the yacht. Either one, that's right. Either the license. Personally, I'd rather have the lot, the yacht, and the license. You would. He could. Well, did you hear that April Fool joke? Where the fella is kind of plump like you, Ollie. And the girl says to him, or the fella says to the girl, you're the kind that would bend way over on April Fool Day to pick up a purse. I wouldn't. And she says, you couldn't. In a side frolic. All right, around the world. How about a total going out? A total.
I don't know if I could get that quick enough. Hold on.
Yeah, you should get it.
What? How much
got
minutes you got?
Minute and a half, 2 minutes.
Minute and a half. Okay.
Give us a total.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the dashboard. I know. I got to wait for that stupid dashboard to come up. Oh, come on.
Password?
Really?
Well, don't tell everybody the password. They'll be
no,
calling 106, in to be
106,
interfering
5,
with our
5,
show. 106,000. Wait, do it again.
106,556.
Oh, we're headed for 107,000.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get
we're
there next. We're going to get there before Father's Day.
I think so.
All right. Inner Sight, thank you for listening, all our friends, and I want to thank my buddy at the Long Island Connection, my buddy Danny.
Yeah.
And a coalition, that is, Long Island Coalition, and the other group, the Long Island Connection, two different groups.
Yes.
All right. So check them out. They probably both have websites. Connection and Coalition. Long Island.
Yes.
Put Long Island in front of it.
Yes, please.
All right. Inner Sight, thank you so much. And, we hope you had a little fun, you know, a little craziness. And we're glad we were able to get Jimmy out of the closet anyway. Poor kid be stuck in there. You know. Oh, he did say... He was yelling at Miss Molly. He says, "I don't want to sleep in here. I'm scared."
Well, he probably really was, to tell you the truth.
And all Kramer could say was, "My feet are killing me."
Why were his feet hurting so bad? It don't make sense. They should have been
too fat. He looked like a little... he looked like a fat rolling ball.
Oh, no.
One of the kids said, "Can we go out in the schoolyard and play ball with Mr. Kramer?"
Oh, no.
Woo!
He didn't. That's terrible.
They thought he was a ball.
Oh, my.
Woo! One of the kids said that.
Oh, my God.
He looked like
a
big volleyball.
Bowling,
you know?
Ball.
So somebody finally said to him, "Kramer, why don't you lose some damn weight?"
Chiz.
Yeah. You know, you're walking around like that. That's disgusting. What does your wife think about that? She left me 2 months ago. She said, "I eat too much Jewish salami." Well, you see what I mean now? Take a lesson from that, Kramer. Why do you think your wife left you? She don't like Jewish salami? No, that's not why she left you, you big muck. Woo!
Big muck.
She doesn't care about the salami. Well, I don't know. My salami didn't work too good either.
That's what she cared about.
Woo!
That's good.
All right, in a sight. We'll see you next week with the salami.
Don't talk about your salami on the show.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. I don't like Jewish. I like Italian salami.
That's right.
Italian salami works better than the Jewish salami.
There you go.
All right, Inner Sight. Did I miss a signal or what's going on here?
I don't know what's going on. And there's no signal. Hold on, let me check. I'm trying to look here. Oh, it went off air. That's bizarre. What happened to the prompt? That's bizarre.
We went overtime, big time.
We
right.
did, I know. Is
no, what happened to the...
Going?
What happened
There's
to the
no
blog
prompts.
Signal?
Yeah, I'd like to know. No prompts. Guess what? I'm emailing them.
Got it in the beginning.
That's right. The prompts don't work now.
Goodbye, world. Thank you. In a sight.
Okay, goodbye.